Thanks for the introduction. My presentation is a little one step before this session or the agenda of this session. It's about, I think, today's world where we need huge food demand. We have to meet the huge food demand and also to consider the ill impacts on the environmental quality because of different agriculture inputs. We need to be more specific and accurate to implement the conservation measures at specific areas. So this is an effort to delineate the critical management areas where we can implement the best management practices so that we have a better crop yield and a reduced impact on the environment quality. So we call those areas which needs a different management as critical management areas because they might be prone to generate more runoff, more non-point source pollutants, or maybe they are producing less crop yield. So this can be a better, this can be environmentally and economically more viable. But as we have seen that local conditions, also the stakeholders, they hold what we need to do at the specific locations. So these efforts or the delineation of critical areas are site-specific. And this study was done in a clay pen area, which is designated as a major land resource area number 113, and it is characterized by a clay pan which has a clay content more than 50%. And due to that characterized thick clay pan, it has a poor drainage, and the plant available water for this clay is 20 to 40% less than the silt loam. So, and the thickness of this clay pan varies spatially, so we have huge spatial variability in the properties, and different areas behave peculiar hydrologically in a peculiar way. So this study was done in a clay pan area in this experimental field of area 36 hectare in the blue boundary, which was under field. The field was under corn soybean crop rotation, and the field outlet was instrumented with a weir to measure the runoff. A little background on this similar field. Few researchers have come up with or divided the field in different management zones based on the historical crop yield data. So different management zones which have different yields, they divided the whole area into different zones so that they can be managed separately to increase the productivity of the field. So from that study and from some other findings, we come for the hypothesis that the depth to clay pan is a major parameter which not only impacts the crop yield, but is also impacting the runoff and the non-point source pollutants coming from those areas. So in order to test the hypotheses, we designed the study with three major objectives. First was to delineate or divide the area in different zones based on the elevation, depth to clay pan, and soil data. And once the field was divided into different zones, a model agriculture policy environmental extender was calibrated and validated so that we can estimate the amount of runoff, the crop yield, and non-points, specifically sediment and dissolved atrazine losses coming out of the field. And then the third objective was to identify those critical areas based on the estimated results from the model, which are maybe producing lower crop yields or more crop yields, and producing more runoff, sediment, and dissolved atrazine. So as I stated, the first part of the objective was the delineation of the field into different zones so we can pick which are critical or which are producing more crop yields. So first step was to get the flow paths and flow directions for which we use the digital elevation model. And in the center, we can see the lowest elevation line, which is actually the main channel in the field. Then the next step was an extensive soil survey was done in the field, and the field was divided into seven different soil series based on their physical and chemical properties. And also from 25 different points, we measured the major soil hydraulic properties, which were used in the model later on. And the last step was the depth to clay pan map, which was made for the whole field based on the apparent electrical soil conductivity from the field, the data collected from the field. And we can see that the clay pan depth is almost as shallow as shallow in the field near to the surface, and it is as deep some, at some points to 120 centimeters. So once all the maps were made, we overlaid all three maps, and we divided the whole field into 35 different sub-areas, or 35 different zones, and each sub-area or zone having the homogeneous soil type and homogeneous clay to them, depth to clay pan. So APEX is a continuous daily time step model, which has capabilities to evaluate different managements and sustainability. It also includes major operations like crop rotation, fertilizer, pesticide management, and different different tillage practices. So we use this model to estimate the different parameters that we think are important to delineate the critical management areas. For the model, to calibrate and validate the model, the data collection was done from the field. We have a weather station installed just adjacent to the field for, since 1991. And all the major weather parameters were collected from the weather station. As I stated before, the field is instrumented with a weir to collect the runoff data. And those runoff data were analyzed for atrazine and sediment losses. So once all the data set was ready, we made the model. And we calibrated and validated the model from 1993 to 97. And the validation period was 98 to 2002. In order to evaluate the goodness of fit values, we use two methods, regression method and Nash Sutcliffe efficiency. So for both these fit values, if we have values closer to one, that means we have a perfect fit, or the model is predicting exact values as they are measured. But as it was not perfect, we have this is a calibration result for the runoff. On y-axis, we have daily simulated runoff, and on x-axis, we have daily measured runoff in millimeters. And we can see that model was able to predict pretty well the runoff daily runoff amount based on our goodness fit values. R-square was 0.74 and NSC was 0.72. So model simulated the field conditions pretty well. And this is a summary of all the parameters, runoff, atrazine load, and sediment load for both calibration and validation period. And we can say that we were able to simulate those parameters pretty well by using the model APEX. So our first step was delineation or dividing the field into different zones, and then calibrating and validating the model. So once we have the model ready to simulate the field conditions, we use those estimated results to identify the critical areas from the field. So this is the first map where we used estimated average corn yield from 93 to 2002 for the whole study period. Here the big circle, the green circles shows the crop yield, the corn yield, and the bigger the circle, the more the corn yield from the areas, which is overlaid on a zone management zone maps, which were developed based on the historical crop yields. Measured historical crop yields. And we can see that the management zone C was found to be have the best yield. So we got a good pattern with the model. We have few big circles in the zone C. But the bigger circle was in the channel, which is a white strip between the zones. So channel was not divided as a management zone, but model is predicting the best yield in the from the channel. A similar trend was found with the soybean yield from 93 to 2002, and the bigger circle means the more yield. And here we can see that still we have bigger circles in the channel, but as it was not put under cultivation, so we don't have any data. But the zone C has the most, the best crop yield, and which was also found by the model, rather than the zone A and the zone B. So this is the estimated runoff average from for the growing season that was May to October from 93 to 2002, and is overlaid on the clay depth map. We didn't see any perfect pattern which can relate the amount of runoff to the depth to clay pan, but we found that the amount of runoff generated from each subarea was negatively correlated with the depth to clay pan. So if we have more depth to the clay pan or thicker the silt loam profile over the clay depth, those subareas are generating lesser amount of runoff. Similarly, this is the atrazine map superimposed on the depth to clay pan map. Again, we don't have a perfect correlation, but they were negatively correlated with the depth to clay pan map, and we found that the areas with shallow clay pan were generating more atrazine load for the whole study period. And this is the last one we have for the sediment yield or the sediment load. And here we have the best correlation between the sediment load coming from different subareas to the depth to clay pan. So we found that if we have shallow clay pan depth, we are those subareas are generating more sediment loads. So in summary, we delineated the field based on soil survey data, the elevation and depth to clay pan maps, and we found that the model was able to simulate or confirms the historical crop yield data, and the division that we have made for the field, the management zones, the model was confirming that data. Similarly, simulation results in part confirms that if we have shallow depth to clay pan in these areas, those areas are more prone to generate runoff, sediment yield, and atrazine losses. So finally, we can use the depth to clay pan, but along with some other parameters to delineate the critical management areas so that they can be managed separately in order to increase the productivity or to reduce the amount of runoff or the non-point source pollutant generated from those sub-areas. Thanks for your attention.
Any questions? We can take one. Well, let's give the speaker a big round. Thank you very much. So I guess next speaker is myself.